Well, Psalms 24 is one of those special psalms that I think they're all special, but this is one that has really caught my attention over the years, and I really appreciate it. And we're going to look at that this morning, Psalms 24. Maybe you're calling in and it's nighttime. It's fine. This is early morning for me. I need to be to work in a few minutes or a little while, 45 minutes or so, and it's just a little after 5 o'clock. But the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So what does that include? Well, it's the earth, the whole earth. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, everything that's in the earth, everything that we can see, all the minerals, all the water, all the trees, everything belongs to the Lord. And the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So even all the people are the Lord's. Everybody is responsible to God. And as I was pondering this morning, I was thinking, you know, what did we bring to this earth when we were born? Well, we didn't bring anything. And what will we take when we're, you know, will we take a pocket full of cash with us? No. We leave it all behind. We are only stewards in this short time that's called life. Our little few years, whether it be 20 or 50 or 100 years, it's just a short little bleep in eternity, and we are only stewards for what we have here. It's a very important concept to really understand that we don't own anything. It doesn't belong to us. We are only stewards. God has placed these things in our hands for us to use, and whatever we have, and we are only stewards, and we are accountable to Him, just as if you would send your child to the store, you give him some money, and you say, I want you to buy eggs and milk and bread and you know, whatever. You give them a list and you send them with money. They are stewards of that money. And if they would go out and buy, candy bar and ice cream and potato chips and those kind of things and spend that money on that, they wouldn't be good stewards because you have told them, you've given them the list of what to buy. And that money isn't for them to buy whatever they please. It's for them to buy what that list says. And so they are only stewards of that. And it's the same way with us. We are only stewards with what God has given us, even our very life. And so this is a very important verse, Psalms 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Verse 2, for he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Well, there's two very important questions. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Two very important questions. And the answer is in verse 4. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. So it says here, clean hands and a pure heart. What does that mean? He that hath clean hands, that's who's going to stand, who's going to ascend into the hill of the Lord. And that's who's going to stand in God's holy place. Someone who has clean hands and a pure heart. So my question this morning to you, are your hands clean? Do you have a pure heart? Well, if you want to see God, this is two things that it says. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. And of course, the blood of Christ was given for our account, or towards our account of sin. It was shed for our sins. And we need to believe in the blood of Christ. We need to believe in what Jesus has done, his work that he has done, not anything that we have done. We can't say, I live such a good life. You need to let me stand in your holy place. No, it's not like that at all. We open up empty hands to God and say, there's nothing I bring only to thy cross I cling. Naked, come to thee for dress. Helpless, look to thee for grace. That's the way we need to come to God. And so are your hands clean? Do you have a pure heart? Have you sworn deceitfully? It says, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. And there's a key in that verse. It's seeking God, seeking his face. Are you a seeker after God, or are you just a religious person who follows some rules? Or are you seeking after the living God who loved you, who cared for you, who died for you? He loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten Son, but he also loved you individually. Let me show you a verse in Psalms 139. Turn to that here quickly. Psalms 139. This is, I believe, David again. And he says here, verse 17, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! So God's thoughts about us. And this was shared at church on Sunday, and the brother who was sharing it was saying, how many of you know President Obama personally? And you know, of course, nobody raised their hand. And how many thoughts do you think he has had about you? And, you know, nobody, again, raised their hand because, you know, I'm sure he hasn't ever even thought of me. He doesn't know me. He doesn't, you know, whatever. But it says here, how precious are thy thoughts, God's thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Now listen to this. If I should count them, God's thoughts about me, if I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. So here he says, God's thoughts are more in number than the sand of the sea. His thoughts towards you, his thoughts towards me. He loves us so much and cares for us and knows us. So this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Verse 7, lift up your heads, O ye gates. So here maybe you're a little discouraged, or you get discouraged sometimes. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Think about that. That's what Selah means, is ponder that. Think about that. Think about the King of glory today. Jesus Christ, the King of glory, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Think about him. Who is this King of glory? He is strong and mighty. He is mighty in battle. He will fight our battles for us, and he is there for us, and his thoughts towards us are more than the sand of the sea. What a blessing. Lift up your heads. If you're discouraged today, lift up your heads and lift up your arms to the Lord and praise God for his greatness and his goodness. He loves you and cares for you and died for you. So that's my encouragement to us this morning. I pray you'd have a great day, that you would your day would be filled with thoughts about the Lord, and that you would walk in his ways today, that you would have clean hands and a pure heart, that you would not lift up your soul to vanity, to emptiness. To vanity just means emptiness or nothingness, or, you know, just foolishness, and that you would not swear deceitfully. We could expound on all those things, but God bless you today. If you want to leave a voicemail, you can do that by pressing 99 on your phone. I believe that will get you into the voicemail, and you have to follow the prompts there to record a message there. We'd like to hear from you. Also, if you'd like to call me personally sometime, it's fine. I don't answer my phone when I'm at work, but yeah, in the evenings or something like that would be good. My number is 717-333-1786, and my name is Steve. God bless you.